Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome back. Oh, praise the magnificent name of our distant Ambassador Hagen, and welcome back to the NTA Network on the Blog Talk Radio. And I'm your host, Ambassador Hagen. Now, we're going to go back into this service already in progress. We're at the International Ambassador, Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson, is hosting the First Year's Worldwide Prayer and Praise Conference, better known as the Begin Praise. All right, let's go back in because Pastor Daryl White, I believe, is speaking at this moment. Let's go join him.
Go through the river, they shall not cover thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Verse 3 says, for I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. I want to just speak this morning on, we have an assurance that our Redeemer liveth. We have that blessed assurance that our Redeemer liveth. God shall restore life to the lifeless. God shall restore hope to the hopeless, because our hope is built on nothing less but his precious blood and his righteousness. Our Redeemer, the Lord God, who has redeemed us from the hands of the enemy, Israel in captivity, but God stood for ransom for them and gave himself for them, and he redeemed them from the hands of the enemy. Our brothers and sisters that are in Ferguson, Missouri, redemption and restoration is beginning to come to that city. My sister lives there. My brother lives there in that city. And I told them, I don't want to hear about all the tragic and all the protesting that is going on. I told them that I'm praying that God will restore that city. Brothers and sisters, that is over in Iran, that ran from a city that tried to convert them to be Muslim, but they stood on the word of God, and God provided. God restores. God restores. We have an assurance that our Redeemer liveth, that God shall redeem life, and that he shall redeem his people from the hands of the enemy. And that's why in verse 2 when he says, when thou passest through the water, I will be with thee. That's what he said. He said, lo, I am with you even until the end of the world. When you go through the water, no matter how far the water, how deep the water is, when thou go through the water, guess what? I am with thee, because I am the Lord thy God that delivered thee. I am the Lord thy God that sustained thee. I am the Lord thy God that brought you out. I am the Lord thy God that healed thee. I am the Lord thy God that saved thee. I am the Lord thy God that restored your life. I am the Lord thy God that restored your heart. I am the Lord thy God that brought you through the valley. Yea, though you have walked through the valleys and the shadow of the death, you didn't have to fear no evil, because guess what? The Lord was with you. No matter what you have been through, the Lord was still. Joseph, when he went to prison and he was lying on, the Lord was with him. Even before he went into all of the tragedy in his life, the Lord was with him. So no matter what you have been through in your life, my brothers and sisters and saints of God on this morning, God is with you. He said, when you go through the water, I am with thee. When the river flows, David, rivers are not places, are not still water, but they begin to flow. He said, when you go through the river, they shall not cover thee. Now, which means that whatever heads in your direction cannot overtake you. Whatever tries to cover you up from praise me, it will not cover you, because I am your protection. Know that God is your protection on this morning. He said, when thou walkest through the fire, boy, I love this. When thou walkest through the fire shall not burn thee, nor shall it be kindled against thee. Just ask the three Hebrew brothers. Just ask them what happened when they stood on the word of God. What happened even though the flame was turned up seven times high? What happened? God still delivered them. I would never live, no matter what the enemy say, no matter what the enemy has brought upon your life. God still can deliver you. God still can heal you. Don't give up on God. God is coming to restore. God is coming to redeem. We have that assurance today. Blessed assurance that Jesus is fine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Thank God that we have that blessed assurance this morning. Thank God that we have confidence in him. Assurance means he gave us confidence. One thing, if we know that God has given us confidence because we stand on this word. And not only that, but we stand on this promise. Stand on this promise. And this promise is, guess what? This promise is a guarantee. This promise is a guarantee that we stand on his word. That when you go through this fire, when you go through this turmoil in your life, know that God is with you. People in Ferguson, Missouri, know that the Lord is with you. I know things don't look good right now, but God is going to restore. I know things is out of whack, right? But God is going to restore. God is going to restore. He said in verse 3, that I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, my Savior. Oh, my goodness. My Savior, my Savior, my Savior. Thank God that he is our Savior. God is your Savior, and he's able to redeem us. He's able to bring us through. He's able to bring us out because he is our Redeemer. He is our blessed hope. He is the God of grace. He has given us his grace, his sustained grace, his assurance grace, the grace that we don't deserve. But guess what? God has given us his grace because he bled and he suffered and died for us, and because he's done so much for us. We can rest assured that God has given us a covenant word this morning, that we are assured that our Redeemer lives. We have an assurance that we have confidence in his word. We have an assurance that we have a promise. We have an assurance that God has plans. We have an assurance that we have a covenant with him. We have an assurance that we have a guarantee with God because he is our restorer. He is the Lord this morning. Thank God that he's able to redeem. Thank God he's able to prevail. Thanks God he's able to do anything but fail. There's no failure in God. There is no failure in God. No matter what we face in our life, life trials, life uncertainties, God is still able to bring us through. Whatever we're facing today in our life, just know that when you pass through the rivers will not cover thee. Just know when you go through the fire, the fire is there for a purpose. The fire comes to purify you because we go through. Let's go. We go through and gold is black when it's first put in the fire. But when it comes out of the fire, it comes out as pure gold. God began to take us through a process to reassure us that no matter how hard the process is, guess what? The process is just as important before you get to the promise. When you can go through the process, when you can stand the pain, when you can stand the suffering, when you go through that process, God is able to take you through the process and you will receive the promises of God. And you're able to stand on the promise of God because his word assures us that know that God is with us. His word assures us that God is our Savior. His word assures us that he is our protection. His word assures us that he is the one that created us for his glory, because he said, no glory, no flesh shall glory in my sight. So we got to get our flesh out of the way, stop thinking about how hard it is, stop thinking about how hard it is and how it hurts our flesh, but think about how it pleased God. The more we please God, the better you feel. The more you please God, you will know. The more you please God, you will know that he will bring you through this process. It's a process. And I tell you, thanks to God, that the process is just as important before you get to the promise. Learn to go through the process. We have that assurance that our Redeemer lived. We have that assurance that our Savior lived on this morning. I just want to say to you, all of you brothers and sisters and saints of God worldwide on this morning, is have an assurance that our Redeemer liveth. God bless you, and God give you grace.
Amen.
Grace of God. God. Thank you. Elder White, while you're still there, would you just make that appeal for a call to discipleship? Amen. Glory to God.
While we're on this note, somebody may be listening on this morning knowing this. I want you to know this, that no matter what you have done in your life, no matter what has transpired in your life, God has been able to redeem you the hands of the enemy. The enemy has a strong hope on the minds. Yes, as Mother Braxton has prayed on this morning, that so many of our young people, our young men and our young ladies, they're gone astray. But we have the power through prayer, and rest assured that no matter what situation that granddaughter may be in, grandson, or that child, that daughter, no matter what condition they are, know that God is able to restore their life. Whatever you do, don't give up on them. Don't even give up on yourself. Know that God is able to redeem you. Know that God is able to restore life to the lifeless situation. Maybe there's someone here that don't know the Lord Jesus and the pardon of their sins, and you want to give your life to the Lord today. Today is the day for your redemption. Today, God can redeem you. And I know many of you today that are listening through this prayer line on this radio station, you have loved ones that you are concerned about. You have loved ones that you have put up before the Lord. We're praying even now. We're praying even now for your loved one. We're praying even now for that granddaughter, that grandson, that son, that daughter, that aunt, that uncle, that loved one that you have before the Lord, that God will bless them and that God will keep them, that they will be able to come to the Lord because there's an assurance in knowing who Jesus is. Now, Lord, we thank you for your word that has went forth, and it shall not return unto thee void, but it shall accomplish what it has set out to do. Send the broken heart. Restore life, God. Restore life to the lifeless. Restore hope to the hopeless. God, we pray for those that don't have salvation. We pray that don't know you in the pardon, or those that don't know you in the pardon of their sin. God, that they would give their life to you. God, that they would come to you, no matter what condition that they may be in, God. But they're able to come to you, and you're able to restore their life. You're able to restore hope unto them, God, because our hope is built on nothing less but your precious blood and your righteousness. And we thank you for your blood, because the blood still works. God, let your blood cover, let your blood redeem, your blood bring hope, and your blood bring life today, in the name of Jesus. Now, God bless you people everywhere. We pray that you would touch, heal, and deliver, and set free right now. Will you do it all things so well? In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Praise God. God, we just thank you for the great man of God, Pastor Daryl White. We thank you for Mother Braxton, an awesome prayer warrior and mother, church mother at Main Street Church of God in Christ. At this time, we're going to turn it back over to Ambassador Johnston. And God bless all of you. Amen and amen.
God bless you, Ambassador-elect, Prophetess Gilstead. God bless all of you. I really, my God, my soul has been blessed so tremendously by that message from Pastor Dale White in Little Rock, Arkansas. Amen. I want to thank God for all of you who are coming to us by that great radio station there in Little Rock, V100. Amen. Victory. Amen. We want to just say thank God for you. And Mother Braxton, you praised me happy. My God, you are praying well.
Lord.
Yes. So much.
Praise the Lord.
Amen, amen, amen. You mean it from your heart? Amen. You reached heaven. Thank God for you. And Prophetess Elect, you have done a bumper job as usual. My God, all the people. I want to just greet those persons down there in the office there. I wish I knew the name of it, but those persons working with you there, Prophetess Elect Gail Stitt, God bless all of you. I consider y'all part of the posse, as we say here. And down there in Arkansas, thank God for you, all of you in that office down there. We appreciate you. I see you in the spirit realm. And I could even describe you all. Amen. I thank God for you being with us here on the First Fruits. God, get the glory and the praise. Now, I want to apologize. Some of you came thinking I was going to do the message finish. I'll try my best to do that tomorrow, bring the message finish. And Bishop James C. Hagan will be with us on Friday. And then on Monday, changing this, of next week, I plan to bring the message, rejection was for my protection. Rejection was for my protection on Monday. God bless all of you. I want to open the line this morning for those, everybody needs to be encouraged. After I got off the line yesterday, I got a few calls, just people calling me just to encourage me. It meant so, so very much to me to have people who were concerned about me. Amen. And thank you so very, very, very much. I appreciate it. It did encourage me. And thank God for you. But I want to open the line up this morning for those who heard that message from Pastor Daryl White. Please, if you have a word of encouragement, we'll take three or four of you who would like to encourage Pastor Daryl White. The line is open to you. Amen. If you want to encourage him, God bless you.
Good morning. God bless everyone on the line this morning. Ambassador Pfeiffer here from Louisville, Kentucky, just praising God for the man of God and the message that God sent. And we thank you, thank you, thank you for such a word in a time like this. We have an assurance that our Savior liveth. God bless you and be encouraged.
God bless you. Anyone else? Let's say a word of encouragement.
Well, praise the Lord. Good morning to Ambassador Johnson and all of the great men and women of God that is on the line this morning. I certainly, certainly want to encourage and give an exhortation out to Ambassador-elect Prophetess Stiff. She always do a wonderful job, have such an excellent spirit in what she does, and I thank God for her spirit, amen, of in ministry, and thank God for the woman of God that prayed. I needed that prayer this morning. All of us need to get prayer in us, and I certainly am connected to that type of prayer. Amen, and God bless her is my prayer. And to the man of God, Pastor Derek White, my God, what a word. We needed this early this morning. I can start my day out right. I feel like I've been in church in my little bedroom, and I thank God for how Ambassador Johnson is allowing the men and women of God that is gifted, amen, in the Spirit of God, that is stirring up the gift of God, that is blessing us everywhere. I thank God for that, and I encourage you all on this morning to keep on doing what you're doing, because it is blessing in the Spirit. God bless you all is my prayer.
Amen. That's Ambassador Stern from Chicago, I believe, North Chicago. All right, anyone else have a word of encouragement? The line is open to you if you want to say a word of encouragement. God bless you. Anyone else?
This is Sister Gina from Overland Park, Kansas, and I just want to thank God for the outstanding and powerful job that he did this morning through Arkansas and the members there in Arkansas. Pastor Daryl, God bless you. What a wonderful, wonderful word for us this morning. And God bless you, Mother Braxton. We thank you for that prayer. We know that prayer reached heaven this morning. And we thank God for each and every one of you. Ambassador-elect, Prophetess Stitt, God bless you, my sister. I love you most much. Have a wonderful day.
All right, that's Ambassador-elect Gina Hodges. God bless you. Anyone else have a word?
Mother Johnson from Kansas City. Oh, my God, I was sitting here listening and meditating as the Lord began to speak to us. And I love the service from Arkansas, enjoyed every bit of it. The prayer was just absolutely beautiful, and I just sit here and soaked it, let it soak in. And also the word of God coming from the man of God. I enjoyed mm-hmm. everything. And I'm just saying keep on keeping on and let the Lord lead and guide you, and he'll always be with you. Pray for me, and I'll pray for you. God bless you. Bless you.
That's my 94-year-old mother, Mother Ellie Johnson, the mother to the nation. God bless you. Anyone else want to say a word of encouragement? The line is open to you if you want to. Amen.
Praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson from Billy Baptist. I tell you, that was a word from the Lord today, and I thank God for it. I just continue praying.
All right, the Mother of Indianapolis, Mother Johnson from Indianapolis, Indiana. All right, anyone else? Heard somebody else?
Yes, this is Ambassador-elect. And I would just like to say to Mother Braxton and Pastor Darrell, you all know you are number one on my list. They are part of, we all are part of Pine Bluff District Number 1 Evangelistic Team. And Dr. Joel Stocker is our superintendent, and he's also the pastor of Mother Braxton. Pastor Sandy Mithill is my pastor, along with Pastor Darrell White. We travel as a team. It's 10 of us. And it's always understood our pastor never releases us without one of the men of God that is traveling with us. Amen. And I praise God for this awesome team. And, yes, Mother Braxton, we're pray the rafters off the wall. Glory to God. And Pastor Darrell will preach them out of the street, in the street. Amen. And you all have met our young minister with us, Seth, and also a prophet, Rodney, who has been on the line. And hopefully one day you will meet the entire team. Our goal is to travel to world first fruit, the entire team. God bless you. Awesome team where there is a gifting that's sent from on high, many gifting under one ministry. Glory to God. God bless all of you. I thank you, man of God, for an awesome word. God bless you.
God bless you. Oh, my God. You've been a blessing to us this morning. And Master Nick Gilstead, we appreciate you so very much. And got a few minutes left. Maybe praise the Lord. I want to ask Ambassador Stern if she feels like closing us with a word of prayer. We got about 8 minutes left here. Pray us out, if you would, Ambassador Patricia Stern from North Chicago.
Well, praise the Lord to you, Ambassador Johnson, and we again encourage you, man of God, and bless you for the work that God has put in your hands to do, and you're doing an awesome job. Amen. Praise the Lord is meeting the masses of the people, and I thank God for being up under such great leadership. I do share with people everywhere I go. Amen. And you're no stranger to the people that I know, because I'm around the people that you know, especially in Kojic. And I don't have to say anything, but Ambassador Johnson Vernard. If I say Vernard, they already know the ending. So I just want to bless you this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord to Lady Ambassador Betty Johnson and to the mother of the nation. Praise the Lord. I didn't say this on yesterday, but Dr. Dorinda Clark Cole was trying to make me the prayer warrior mother of the nation. I said, no, I'm already, we have a mother of the nation. Amen, praise the Lord. And I stand in those shoes. Amen, praise the Lord. You have to bring correction to yourself. Amen, when correction is there. But I honor God this morning, and as we close out in prayer, I just want to encourage everyone this morning with the word that we heard on today and the prayer that has already been stirred up. Remember that we have, amen, that blessed assurance that our Redeemer liveth. We have that blessing. Even the saints of God have to be encouraged when they're going through to know that we have that blessed assurance. assurance in the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we do thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you that you've introduced me to 1,000-plus thank yous a day. Early this morning, I was up, oh God, giving you your due benevolence to give you thanks and to give you praise. And God, this morning, already heard from heaven, and we thank you for the gifts that is all over the land, that is lying in Arkansas, lying in everyone's home and everyone's churches. That's why Paul says, stir up the gift of God that is within us. And God, I'm stirred up this morning. I'm even encouraged this morning, oh God, to go out into a place that I need to go to the nursing home, God, that you've been putting in my spirit to go tell and go and share. Oh God, not that I'm not doing it, but I'm going to another nursing home, God, because I feel that it's so needed, oh God. We get fed the word of God, and we get infused with the Holy Ghost, not confused, but infused with the power of God. And you meant for us to take, oh God, that power out into the hedges and the byways while we yet can walk, while we yet living. And God, we bless your holy name this morning. Oh God, this morning we pray for those, oh God, that is on the line, that's on the foreign countries that need to hear a word from you, God. And we pray, oh God, and thank you that this line is open, First Fruit Prayer Line, to take it to the masses in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for those, oh God, that have prayer requests and may not been able to get them on the line, but God, you are on the main line. Oh God, we used to sing a song years ago that Jesus is on the main line and we can tell him what we want. And God, we know we can tell you what we want, Lord God. But those that are sick and shut in this morning, oh God, we pray, oh God, a special prayer over them. Oh God, that you heal them right now. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, those that are suffering right now with their body racked with pain, God, you have not forgotten about them. And we impart a prayer over them this morning. Oh God, this morning we lift up, oh God,